Together with a little thing called Save That Confederate Money Boys. The time, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Oh, the temperature is 69 degrees in downtown Dayton, high of 76 today.
Seat cover Jack reminds you that school's starting in just a very few weeks. When you're driving, drive very carefully because you know how kiddies are. They pop out in front of cars when you least expect it.
There's going to be a lot of new children going to school this year, and of course they're not going to be quite as careful as they will be come next summer.
Now, this seat cover Jack that's doing all this reminding is located at 1140 Kiowee Street. His main business, besides reminding you to take care of the kiddies, is providing you with the finest seat covers in town.
Oh, you know, Seat Cover Jack can show you sets of beautiful, durable seat covers that are guaranteed, by the way, to fit just as if they were custom-made for your car. Now they come in fiber and Saran plastics and those beautiful new sunproof plastics that won't fade. And best of all, because I think all of us are cognizant of our budgets, is the prices start at $5.95 at Seat Cover Jack.
That's right, $5.95, and there's no charge for installation.
And you can always be sure that your set of covers will be installed correctly, because you see, Seat Cover Jack has made a specialization of this, and your seat covers are only as good as the installation.
See, with every set of seat covers you buy, Jack has a very beautiful set of 8 colored rubber coasters set aside for you. They'll protect your furniture from stains and scratches, and they're made like little rubber car mats that you have inside your car. They're exact duplicates, only they're miniatures. And they're yours when you buy a set of seat covers, because he's laid them aside and marked them George and Mary Lou's present to folks buying seat covers.
Now, you can stop by Seat Cover Jack anytime from 9 in the morning to 9 in the evening on weekdays, and best of all, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Sundays. Remember, that's 1140 Kiowee Street, right opposite Parkside Homes, and it's Seat Cover Jack and Ralph.
I'm going to look for something right now, Mary Lou. Let's get folks looking for their paper money. I want to see who has a dollar or a five or a ten or a $1,000 bill with a serial number ending in 8, on account of there's 8 colored rubber coasters in that free gift from Seat Cover Jack. The serial number ending in 8.
And while we're doing that, here's a brand new Blue Baron number.
Serenade comes softly through the night and whispers of a love when the stars are bright. A melody is old, temptation ever new, when music whispers on.
Well, we had about 5 or 6 folks who had an 8 at the end of the serial number on their paper money.
They're going to get tickets to Keith's
Theater to see Rita Hayworth,
and the Affairs of Trinidad with Glenn Ford.
And they say that's a mighty good picture, too.
Babo, home to wait, please, instantly. Babo, Babo, home to wait, please. Instantly.
Better buy Babbel for your kitchen sink.
Foams away grease, quick as a wink.
New Babbel, Babbel, foams away grease, instantly.
New Babbel foams away grease, instantly. In your kitchen sink, it's grease that holds the grime and dirt. When you use Babbel, grease goes instantly. Then dirt and stain come off with a simple wipe of your cloth. Try new Babbel for a brighter, cleaner sink. Remember, new Babbel foams away grease in a wonderful new way. It changes grease to foam that rinses away like water. Buy two cans today. One for your kitchen, one for your bathroom. New Babbel.
Yes, you better buy Babbel for your kitchen sink.
Foams away grease. Quick as a wink.
New Babbel. Babbel. Foams away grease. Instantly.
Well, the time is 14 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Oh, the temperature is 69 degrees in downtown Dayton, a high of 76 expected today, and then a low tomorrow morning, folks, at 53.
Let's invite the next person down the steps over to our radio booth for a surprise.
Just the first person, right?
Just the first person, yeah. That was, believe it or not, Pasta Fazula.
That's a new one, too.
That's a new recording, yeah. The
time.
Oh, yeah, here she is, the next gal down the steps.
The time at the present time
is
16
after 8. What's your temperature upstairs?
Still 69 degrees.
Sun shining now and then. Hi, what's your name?
Lois Dinwiddie.
How'd you happen to be the next person down the steps?
I don't know.
Huh? You're going to get breakfast on the house as guest of the day. Do you feel hungry today?
I sure do, all of a sudden.
Well, good. You go back and have anything you want in the house.
Thank you. Because you
were the next person down the steps. Would you mind helping us select a birthday item of the day from our great big giant townhouse Streetman cracker box? Somebody's name is in there that's going to get a round of gifts. Well, let's see. It says, we don't have any address, Mary Lou.
So we can't have it.
If it doesn't have an address, we can't very well send you anything. Here's another one without an address, too. Holy Moses, will you folks please put your addresses on there so we can send you gifts? Here's one. What's it say, Lois?
Albert Horning, 4815 Redding Road, Bond Hill, Cincinnati, 37, Ohio.
Good. Cincinnati, Ohio. And congratulations to you folks for having birthdays besides Mr. Horning of Redding Road. And thanks to you, Lois, for selecting that name from our big giant townhouse cracker box. Now go back and get breakfast on the house.
Okay, thank you.
Say, by the way, Mayor's Lad and Dad Shop, you've heard us talk about that many, many times before. They're in the heart of the Oakwood shopping district. Well, gosh, they've got good news for you mothers who are faced with the problems of outfitting your young boy with school clothes and dress-up clothes, and this is the time to worry about those little things.
You know, when it comes to boys' apparel, you can solve your headache at the Lad and Dad Shop, 2312 Far Hills Avenue. That's solve your headache at the Lad and Dad Shop, 2312 Far Hills Avenue. That's two doors from the Oakwood Post Office. And incidentally, just because they're in Oakwood does not mean that their price tags are high.
No siree, Mom. Shopping's a real pleasure there because you get personalized service from Bess and Max.
Now, you can take your time about selections, and there's plenty of free parking space, too, you know. No need to get dressed up to shop at Mayor's.
Mary Lou, let me butt in here if I may. Starting Monday the 25th, Mayor's Lad and Dad Shop will be open from 10...
And from 9:30 to 6 on Saturday. Right now, they're featuring blue jeans in various styles. Let's see, there's Lee Riders and Levi's and Tuffy's and Billy the Kid styles, as well as dress trousers.
And say, for you college boys, particularly the Lad and Dad Shop, has smart gray flannel slacks that are really honey.
That's a must in every college boy's wardrobe, I understand. There's a big selection of socks, including, of course, the popular Argyles in just all the colors you could think of.
Don't forget, too, that there's everything else at Lad and Dad for the lad and the dad.
Well, that complete line of Van Heusen shirts, especially the Oxford cloth shirts with the button-down collars. Now, college boys go for those.
Mm-hmm. They go for sport coats and sportswear of all kinds, and they find that it pays to shop at Lad and Dad Shop.
2312 Far Hills Avenue, two doors from the Oakwood Post Office.
We have some gals down here. Where are you from, work or school or what? Where are you gals from, out of town or where? Where?
Kaiser
High School. Getting ready to go back to school in a couple of weeks.
There's some Where's more
this? Out of town or where? Where?
Kaiser
High School. Getting ready to go back to school in a couple of weeks.
There's some
Where's
more
this
up
gal?
There.
Where are you gals from? Wilbur Wright. How about you fellas over there? Girls, that is. Where? Fairview. Well, we're glad to have you all down here this morning having a good time. Here's a number for all of you by Eddie Howard.
It's a brand new one. I don't know any better.
Why, Mary Lou.
To love you so, and before long, my tears will flow. But I don't know any better, and it's better that I don't know. With someone new, they say you'll flirt. They tell me you kiss and desert, but I don't know any better than the things I don't know over. They say that I'll soon weep, dear. I'm a fool for your charm. Should look before I leave, dear. But who wants to look when I can be in your arms? Scorn your care, stay dear or go. Joy or despair, I love you so. Or I don't know any better. And it's better that I don't know.
And they say that I'm so creepy.
I am a fool for your charm.
I'm a fool for your charm. And I should look before I leave
here. Oh, but who wants to look when I can be in those arms? Scorn your care, stay dear or go. Joy or despair, I love you so. Or I don't know any better, and it's better that I don't know. And it's better that I don't know.
Well,
23 minutes past 8 o'clock, time down our way.
Temperature 69 degrees in downtown Dayton, high of 76 expected today. Ladies, happiness is where you find it. And believe me, if it's fur buying or they're restyling, it'll be at Urban Spurs, 25 East 3rd Street in Dayton, Ohio. I wish I could read you the many letters I receive daily from my vast listening audience about Urban's magical restyling of their furs into the latest and current vogue capes and jackets. Mr. Fishman at Urban's Furs will remodel your furs into a new style, but it will not be done by magic. Just his furrier know-how and careful custom fur work done by his master fur craftsmen and time-honored fur finishers. Yes, fur specialization is Mr. Fishman's chosen business. Painstaking care, slowly doing the necessary steps in fur restyling that give you the happiness you desire in furs. At Urban's great volume restyling price, just $25 for most furs. Shop and compare at Urban's. See for yourself the hundreds of restyled customers' capes, jackets, or stoles that Mr. Fishman has inspected and stamped finished, awaiting their owners. It's not a trick. It's not magic. Your old fur coat, regardless of its condition, can be renewed by such steps as cleaning, dyeing, restyling, reinforcement, relined, and made to fit your personal size and taste. Hurry, ladies. Time is short. Just your one visit, and you'll see for yourself that Urban's Furs, supervised by Mr. Fishman at 25 East 3rd Street, can and will restyle your precious furs as new for just $25. So I say if it's fur buying or their restyling care, visit Urban's Furs at 25 East 3rd Street now.
I want to talk to the tallest redhead gal in the cafeteria this morning.
Oh,
I'm going to go
redhead?
Around. I don't know. I haven't looked to see Mary Lou. I hope we do have. I want
I
to talk
notice.
To her if we have a tall redhead here this morning. Next portion of the program, by the way, is presented by your Crosley Shelvador refrigerator dealer, and that's Zell's East End Radio.
You know, they're located at 648 Wayne Avenue. That's their new location.
Right smack opposite the Wayne Market House. You can't miss it.
Have you heard about Zell's grand opening? You know, they just moved into 648 Wayne Avenue.
And we want you to stop in and see their larger quarters and all the fine things they have, including the Crosley Shelvador.
And get in line for the big giveaways at their grand opening that's going on now.
We'll tell you more about that a little later. Here's Arthur Godfrey.
Care for ham on rye or apple peach or pumpkin pie, but I love girls. I can't see those foreign cars or taking trips from here to Mars, but I love girls. I love to hear them rustle, and I love their luscious faces. They're angled here and rounded there in just the proper places. Any girl is the girl for me, just as long as she's a she, cause I love girls. Take it easy, baby. Take it easy. You go strain yourself. On Canasta, I'm not sold. Italian movies leave me cold. But, oh, I love girls. I don't go for stag affairs or hunting Rocky Mountain bears. But I love girls. Whenever I see girls, for me, they always put a show on. I love their lovely hair and eyes and nose and lips and so on. I'm in heaven, I declare, when my lips meet another pair, cause I love girls. Well, why don't you go sit down and lay an egg? Now, I don't fancy candy bars or autographs of movie stars. Oh, but those women, plays from Shakespeare I don't get, and golfing gets me all upset, but I love girls. Their perfume really knocks me out, it sets my head a-reeling, and when they blink their eyes at me, I go right through the ceiling. They make my blood pressure high, but what a lovely way to die, cause I love girls, crazy about them. Oh, mama, I love girls.
Well, we said we wanted to talk to the tallest redhead. They're not so tall this morning. How tall are you?
5'6".
5'6". How tall are you over there? 5'5½". See?
God.
You should wear higher heels on your shoes and you'd be in. Okay. Where do you live?
I'm Valley.
And what's your name?
Estime Baker.
What do you do, Estime?
Well, I'm the sales clerk over at the joy shop.
Well, we're mighty glad to have you down this morning. You heading down for breakfast?
Please.
You down here for breakfast?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then ready to go to work, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did we surprise you when we came up and said we want to talk to you?
Yes, in a way.
In a way? Why in a way, yeah.
I don't know. See, this is the first time I came down here for breakfast, and I thought it would be just my luck to be pulled over.
Well, gee, I'm glad we caught you, because you just came down the steps, too, didn't you?
Yes,
I
did.
You had brighter red hair.
Yeah, uh-huh. You did have bright red hair. Married or single?
Single.
Single.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You like boys?
Oh, no, I'm a man-hater.
You're a man-hater? The reason why I ask that, we just played Arthur Godfrey's record of I Like Girls, and I was trying to take a poll of the girls as to whether they like boys.
Well, not a boy-hater.
You're not a boy-hater, just a man-hater. Here's something that's good for your aching tootsies. Do you stand all day?
Oh, yeah.
Feet get tired?
Yeah.
Got a bottle of Bounce for you. Just squirt it on through your nylons, and it'll be nice and fresh and pep you up for the whole day long.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for coming down this morning and being our tallest redhead. Say, by the way, this is the Zell portion of our program, and we want you to see those Crosley Shelvadors at Zell's East End Radio, 648 Wayne Avenue, opposite the Wayne Market House.
You know, Crosley Shelvadors leave the refrigerator by for 1952, but after all, if you go out and look one over, you'll see why. They give you automatic defrosting, which is one of the tops. As George always says, plug it in and let it go.
Yep, plug it in, turn it on, forget about it. That's at Zell's East End Radio. Open 9 to 9 and go out there and get a certificate. Maybe you'll get one of those $5,000 worth of merchandise being given away.
That's going on right now, 648 Wayne Avenue, right opposite the Wayne Avenue Market House.
We're the Cases, George and Mary Lou from Gallagher's, 21 South Main Street store.
This is Breakfast with One, coming to you over WONE, the number one station in Dayton, the city beautiful.
Time is 8:30.
And the next portion is presented by the Streetman Biscuit Company in behalf of some of the most delicious cookies you ever tasted.
Tell you more about that later. An arrangement of Flapperette. Remember that one? 27 minutes to 9 o'clock's the time.
Temperature 70 degrees in downtown Dayton, Ohio. 76 today. You know, cool front's supposed to be moving in from Canada.
Supposed to be 53 tonight, too, because of that cool front that's coming in from the north.
Well, I want to tell everybody how to spice up their dessert. Very simple. It's with Streetman's Spiced Almond Cookies.
You know your grocer is featuring spiced almond cookies all this week. Now, they're swell to serve with lemonade and other popular drinks, and just wait till you try them with rich vanilla ice cream.
Now, there's a real taste sensation. Just imagine, delicious, chewy cookies with plenty of sliced almonds baked right in.
They're spiced to a king's taste and topped with glittering sugar crystals.
Well, what's more, Streetman's spiced almond cookies are mighty thrifty, too. You know, you get 50 or more cookies in every box.
Not only that, Streetman's spiced almond cookies are delicious for every member of your family. Treat your family to one of the tastiest cookies in the fine Streetman line. Spiced almond cookies in the light green box with the red lantern.
Get these delightful cookies today. You'll like them.
Say, by the way, is anybody celebrating a birthday today that's down here in the cafeteria?
Yes.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Good. Bring her up. Anybody else? Any birthdays down here?
Well,
only one birthday? How about wedding anniversaries?
Anybody got a wedding anniversary in the cafeteria today? Nope. Oh. Here comes the birthday night, though.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, it's fine.
What's your name?
Jeannie Davis.
Well, Jeannie, where do you live?
I live on South Finley.
You do?
Yes.
It's your birthday today?
Yes, it is.
Sweet 16, never been kissed?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that, huh? You wouldn't say 16, you wouldn't say never been kissed, huh?
No.
Got a boyfriend?
Oh, not exactly.
Not exactly. Where do you go to school?
Wilbur Wright.
Wilbur? Oh, you're in the Wilbur Wright group over there.
Yes.
Can't wait to get back to school, huh?
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
I like school.
You like school, but vacation's mighty nice, too.
Yes.
We have a flower for you from the Flower Mart, number 4, Gibbons Arcade, and also a box of our very delicious Streetman 4-pack honey grahams. They're mighty delicious. When you get back to school, you tell all the gang out there to be sure to be listening to our hit parade portion of our Breakfast with One show with all your favorite tunes.
All right.
Say, by the way, I haven't kissed a gal in a long, long time, so pucker up and let me give you a great big birthday kiss. Don't wiggle now. I'd hate to have to smear up that pretty lipstick. Close your eyes. Tilt to the left. Pucker up. You ready? I don't want to have to reach around this mic. You better quit. You wiggle too much. You're going to have trouble here if you're not careful. You wiggle. Hold still. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Close your eyes. Thank you, and congratulations, young lady. And lots of fun on your birthday and many, many more of them.
Thank you, dear.
We also want to say happy birthday to Albert Horning, 4815 Redding Road, Bond Hill, Cincinnati, whose name was selected in our great big townhouse Streetman cracker box.
Well, more music right now.
Wedding bells will soon be ringing, and a choir will soon be certain someone who will soon be married to someone too, and that someone true is you, dear. So until the bells will chime,
how I'll be waiting,
anticipating. 'Cause wedding bells will make you mine when you hear the ding, ding, ding and the ring, ring, ring of the wedding bells. We'll be walking down the aisle in the grandest style to the wedding bells.
Can't you hear them play? Here comes the bride.
How pretty you'll be.
And you.
Wedding bells. We'll be walking down the aisle in the grandest style to the wedding bells.
Can't you hear them play? Here comes the bride.
How pretty you'll be.
And you'll be there.
With that, I agree.
Right by my side.
That's my guarantee. Then we'll have a limousine to a country scene on a honeymoon. What a thrill to ride away to that hideaway divine.
Oh, how I'm waiting,
anticipating. 'Cause wedding bells will make you mine.
Can't wait for wedding bells to chime.
Well, the time is 20 to 9 o'clock.
The temperature 70 degrees in downtown Dayton, high of 76 expected today. We're going to have a low tomorrow morning of 53. Get the blankets out, folks. And then a high tomorrow afternoon, though, of 80. It's going to be rather difficult to dress for tomorrow, isn't it?
It's take a number time, and here's your chance to get in on something again, maybe.
Any number between 1 and 150, and the person coming closest gets a gift.
Ready? Let's go.
In that little dream house that I built for you.
Dream House by Lawrence Welk. Time now is 20 minutes to 9.
Temperatures 70 degrees in downtown Dayton. You know, during the hot summer days, keeping crackers oven fresh is a problem, especially when it's humid. But not with Streetman Zesta saltines. All that Zesta cellophane wrap just laughs at the weather. You know, it was designed especially for summertime use anyway.
4 quarter-pound packs, each tightly sealed in a special moisture-proof cellophane wrapping, protect that tasty saltine freshness long after the box is open.
With the Zesta 4-pack, you can open just one pack at a time.
Thank you.
the cat tells a riddle, when they hide diddle diddle for me.
Hide diddle diddle, no, it isn't a riddle, it's a tune that's bound to bring joy. Now you know you can't be jolly when you are melancholy. Don't let your troubles annoy.
When your clouds are gray, the sun don't shine, loving this little rhyme. Hi diddle diddle, and the cat and the fiddle and the cow jumped over the moon.
And that brings us to 4 minutes past 8 o'clock on our Breakfast with One.
Yesterday, for the best suggestion sent in for what we could ask the people here in Gallagher's, we sent a bottle of Orvita to Mrs. Betty Mitchell, Rural Route 3, Swales Road, Troy, Ohio. And today, there are Thiavols that go to Kenny Martin, 1840 Brookline Avenue, Dayton 10, Ohio.
They'll get a letter and they can claim it at any of their Gallagher drugstores. Time now is 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Time, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. 6 and a half minutes past eight, to be exact.
Temperature, 674 degrees in downtown Dayton. The weatherman says rain today, folks. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to carry an umbrella.
Anybody carrying an insurance policy in their pocket this morning? Man or lady?
Got
no insurance policies?
We
well,
had a gift
I was going to give you a gift,
us.
But I guess I'll have to give a gift on something else. Mary Lou, what else would you like to have?
Does anyone have a key ring with 5 keys on it? Does anyone have a key ring with 5 keys?
Check your keys while we look for this next gift and play another record. 5 keys gets a gift.
To leave me all by myself, dear, and I've been crying the whole night through, but
hard to tempt me. There's no use trying, 'cause I'll be true.
And darling, you don't have to worry. Nobody else will do.
Nine and a half minutes past 8 o'clock.
And there were eight people in the cafeteria who had more than five keys on their key ring.
So they all get a pack of Philip Morris cigarettes, so they'll be happy to have a few smokes today for carrying keys around. We're glad to welcome as guest of the day with Breakfast on the House, Mr. Wahlberg.
Hello.
I see you're having melon, eggs, etc. Glad you're having it. Oh, you had,
he had one key.
Well, you didn't do so well on the keys, but you did all right on the breakfast. Glad to have you here this morning, and you too may be the guest of the day, so come on down to Gallagher's any morning between 8 and 8:55.
You know, the temperature is 74 degrees in downtown Dayton, and it's cloudy outside. Of course, the weatherman says a little bit of thunder showers sometime today.
Too young, too young to really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet, we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go. And then someday, they may recall we were not too young at all. how we were not too young at all.
Time is 14 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Now, here's a way you can save $100 immediately. You can get an 18-cubic-foot coolerator freezerator at the Home Appliance Mart for $100 off the regular retail price.
No down payment, 90 days to pay. The coolerator freezerator holds up to 500 pounds of frozen meats and other foods.
And say, you can save up to 30 or 40 cents a pound on meats, you know, when you buy in large wholesale quantities.
Incidentally, too...
Right.
This is a good time to be buying things in large quantities, isn't it, Mary Lou?
Right. That's what I was going to attempt to say, George.
The Coolerator Freezerator is one of the few home freezers that has a refrigerator compartment.
Home Appliance Mart, 38 South Jefferson Street, that's between 3rd and 4th, is slashing $100 off the price and for getting the down payment if you complete payments in 90 days.
And here's something special. The Home Appliance Mart has 9 $17.95 fans they're giving free to the first 9 people that take advantage of this wonderful offer.
So call the Home Appliance Mart at Michigan 8501. You know they're one of Dayton's oldest appliance dealers.
Michigan 8501 is the number. And ask for Mr. Friendly. He'll give you more information about Coolerator and Freezerator.
The Home Appliance Mart is open until 9 o'clock tonight. Open 9 to 9, Mondays and Fridays.
Does anybody have a membership in an automobile club outside of the city of Dayton? A membership card in any automobile club outside of Dayton? No?
Does anybody have a paid insurance receipt in their pocket?
This is a receipt this time, not a policy. A paid insurance receipt. Look at the gals digging for them. She thinks she has one over there. Did you find it? Anybody else have a paid insurance receipt? Because if you do, we want you to come up to our radio microphone and have fun with us.
Anybody going to get a permit today? You know, yesterday, this is funny, yesterday there was a girl here in the cafeteria who waited until, well, I think she was here until around 9:15, too, because she was going to go and get a permit. Now, today, when I ask it, there isn't anyone, I see.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to play a record, and then we're going to ask for something else. So be digging around your purse to see if you have all sorts of odd and peculiar things.
Mommy told me she would scold me if a boy I kissed, but I can't resist teasing. Oh, it gets him, it upsets him, but what can I do? 'Cause it's all so new, teasing. Fellas all guess that I mean yes when I let him cuddle closer. I know it's bad to make him mad, but I must say absolutely no, sir. Mommy told me she would scold me if a boy I kissed, but I can't resist teasing. Thank you. I can't resist.
Well, we had tickets for those folks who had paid insurance receipts, tickets to Keith's Theater to see Alice in Wonderland.
And there were two of them, too, by the way.
That's a grand picture, and I know you'll all want to see it. If you all bring the things we want, you'll get yourself tickets, maybe, or other gifts.
Well, we have $2 today.
The next person down the steps is going to be called over here to answer our jackpot question for $2. The next person down the steps. So keep your eye on her and or him, if it happens to be a gentleman. Anybody from out of town visiting with us this morning? Where are you from? Greenville. Glad to have you here. How are all the folks up in Dark County? Good. Where are you from?
Harnell, New York.
Harnell, New York? What are you doing way down here in Dayton, Ohio? No. She's been down before, I think. What have you been doing down here in Dayton? Just visiting? Well, we're glad to have you here. We're still waiting for that next person down. She'd been down and came back up, I think. You better check on that, Mary Lou. I think she's... Didn't she? Well, come over here, honey child. You all want to talk to George. George wants to talk to you.
That's more like it, Del.
What's your name?
Mary Carr.
How are you this morning, Mary?
I'm just fine.
You're not from out of town, are you?
No.
Where are you from in Dayton?
In Clayton, Ohio.
Clayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you work at Household Finance. I don't have to ask that. I see you eating over here with all the other hungry folks from the HFC. We're going to ask you a question which, if answered correctly, gets you two cold iron dollars of Uncle Sam's best money printed just recently so that you could spend it as quick as possible. You know all about the freezerator and the coolerator?
Yes.
You do? Well, all I want to know is when was the Home Appliance March started and what year?
I don't know.
You want to take a guess?
Oh.
What will you guess?
1930.
You didn't guess very good. No. I'm sorry. No, that wasn't the year, but you should go down to Home Appliance Mart and find out what year it was started. Then you should have known.
Yes.
But anyway, two tickets to you to Keith's Theater to see Alice in Wonderland, and thanks for stopping by. Tomorrow's jackpot's going to be $3. Meantime, go down to 38 South Jefferson Street, Home Appliance Mart, and ask them when they got started. They'll tell you.
Birthday is here. So